This whole subject arises because, as the author Tony Vigorito says, language is a piss-poor attempt at telepathy. And really, no matter how hard you try to make language clear, sometimes it's going to be unclear. And that's the bane of many people's existence, including our clients, but it's what makes lawyers be able to fill a room this large. We have in the court system different ways of resolving ambiguity. If you make a private contract with somebody, or somebody makes a statement about you that you think has injured your reputation, and it's ambiguous what was said, the finder of fact resolves that issue, whether that's the jury or the trial judge. If, on the other hand, the Constitution is ambiguous, which could happen, or sometimes in Texas, provisions can be directly that were passed on the same day can directly contradict each other. At any rate, if that happens, both the Texas Supreme Court and the United States Supreme Court have said, we, the court of last resort, are the final arbiter of what the Constitution means. If a government passes, if there's a law, though, that's a little different. You don't want a statute being resolved as to its meaning by a jury. And so it means something here in the First District Court and something else in the Second District Court. You certainly don't want them doing a constitution. If an agency has passed a regulation, then you can look to their interpretation. They wrote it. They probably knows what it means. And that's given a lot of deference.